Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Keogh moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Keogh scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive towards short. Virals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the mound. McLean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal bunts towards the mound. Pascual settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Tasby moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards right. Allison fields it and throws to second to catch Daly for the out. Tasby moves to third. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green is hit by the pitch. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Senators. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 2. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertoia is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 2. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Green reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-2 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 2. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pasquale, and towards Verhals, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Dale Long. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mahoney. The throw from Batty and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. R.C. Stevens now playing first base. Jim King now playing right field. Dan Dobek pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobek for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 3, Twins, 3. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 3 in the game. Veal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Veal moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Joe McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McLain bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Veal scores. Daly moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Senators. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Verhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Dave Sisler now pitching. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Wysonant pinch hits for Ray Moore. Pete Wysonant is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wysonant strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.